clearly that you want more vocals in your monitor, and the guy's like totally randomly doing like this or this, and I'm like, you should know which vocal goes into my monitor, not randomly choosing buttons on the thing in front of you. And really, it lasted for 2 hours. This sound check lasted for 2 fucking hours. It could be done in 15 minutes. It really could. We had a beautiful girl doing the sound. She did in 15 minutes. The sound was fantastic on stage, outside, everything. But these guys made it up, like, made it, it just somehow came out that we are not capable of doing the sound, because this guy was running to Eva, is something wrong with the cables? And it was always something wrong with our equipment or something, that so the sound couldn't be, you know. So we played the concert, and after the concert we came down, smoked a cigarette and everything, and I looked to the stage and these guys are packing our equipment. They're actually taking Eva's guitar off, my bass off, they're taking my effects and moving on. What the fuck are you doing?
Like, this never happened to us when we were playing outside of Croatia,
Still can happen, but
or Germany or somewhere else. Never happened to us, and the people were always like,
you know, you shouldn't. It's like you take some personal stuff, and
it's just like that. It's just like they don't have any kind of respect for you. It's just like, you're stupid, and we are going to help you right now.
I think it's personal. I think these guys are were like they want to be open, but they're chauvinist, and they don't when they don't want.
We should help.
And I asked them, can you just move around so I can get to my equipment? And he's like, we have to move it really fast. And I'm like, can you just move out of my way, because we, Sara and me and Eva, will do it in like 15 minutes, but just get out of the way from my equipment and these cables and we'll clean it. And they started to carry some big table for DJ pult, and
they were all in a hurry, like, you have to collect it right now.
And they're not capable of doing it in a hurry, disorganized, totally confused.
You are not doing us a favor by... We hate it.
So, that's one example.
This is the most thing we hate when somebody is trying to help us with the equipment. If we are not asking for it, like for caring or something like
that. It's like the assumption that we cannot do.
Because we know where everything is should be put on. You know, I will not take Ivona's stuff and try to like pack it, because I know she knows the best way for it. So I'm leaving it. Or there is only solution when she's not capable to do something. And then I'm asking her, can I pack your equipment? Because I was
looking at Sara, because you know, this situation rarely happens. Really rarely happens.
She's usually packing my equipment, but she's
thank you.
She's always asking me. She's always asking me, can I pack your equipment before she packs it? She never packs it before she asked me that. When she asked me, you know, I know that she was looking what was I doing.
So I
could tell her, that's fine, you can pack my equipment. She was packing my equipment.
This is just showing disrespect towards us, because
but it's
we
like
women.
That yeah
and these situations can happen in bigger and smaller you can feel something, but you cannot, you know, verbalize it and say that this is what happened, but you can feel the attitude this person has towards you when you approach the scene and when you take your instruments. And it's just you're surrounded by it, just because you are a woman, and just because you are in this world that's not originally created and maintained for you. It's just techniques and cables, and you know, wires like and electronics and analog synths and drums and heavy stuff and music, you know. You have to infiltrate this world slowly and get accepted, and this path is longer than it should take, because if you are like a guy and have a band, you know, it will go really faster than this. And this is really this underlying fight all the time with this system. Every time you get into a new place and pack out the equipment, you don't know I mean, it's cool when you play in queer and open places and spaces that you are sure that you will feel secure in. But also with these mainstream concerts and touring, you'll never know when, you know, who you meet there and with which attitude you'll have to deal with. So have to be ready to answer on this, you know. We had to learn not to know. Like this time in Rijeka, we were like for 2 hours on a sound check that should have lasted for 15 minutes. If you just went out from the stage, said, move out, this, I will move this, and this, okay, let me be on this fault for 10 minutes, you just move away. And it will be over. We would do not great sound, but we would do like good sound for us that we know. Maybe it would be great, I don't know. So it's really gradually you have to build your way up, not up, build your way to the respect as a musician in this scene to get accepted. And this way is longer for women in music than for men. It's a fact, I cannot deny it. Mm-hmm. So this is for the activist and free part of the music. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the touring. Now you are on tour, yeah. Mm-hmm. And where are you going afterwards?
Today play in France. Help me here.
Besançon.
I don't know how to.
Do you know better how to pronounce it? It's Besançon.
And then we're back in
Besançon. Okay, we're playing in Besançon.
And then Bern the day after, and then in
day after we are playing in Bern,
Bolzano in Italy.
Yes, and after that on Saturday we are playing in Bolzano,
and then home
in Italy, and then we are going home.
Yeah, it's a small tour,
it's a short
concerts,
tour,
but it's long.
It's like
ride.
That because all of us are working, and especially Tanya and Sara.
We have full time jobs. Great.
Yes, so that's why we have those like short tours, because they
Mondays.
They don't have like so many days off, you know, so we are like mostly touring on weekends and Fridays.
Prolonged weekends
and something like that. But we had like a longer tour last year that lasted like for 3 weeks. We went to Sweden. We were playing in Denmark, in Copenhagen, and also in Hamburg, in Germany, in Berlin, and
Kiel.
Kiel, and yeah, that was the best show ever.
Kiel was great.
And we played in Czech Republic and in Austria, in Slovenia, something like that. And it was very, very nice, yeah. But yes, after that we didn't manage to get another bigger
longer
tour because of the mostly because of the time, mostly because of the works and everything. Yeah. It's really hard because you have to do everything by yourself. You know, you have to contact those people, and we are all in contact with other bands, you know, who are also touring, and we are exchanging everything,
networking, organizing concerts.
It's working like that, and our label is also helping us, and they are also organizing some concerts for us in Austria, and they organize that tour mostly, so they're pretty sure helping us.
They're great, really also nice. They're great bands.
They're great. Petra on der Wolf.
Great band. And Musk. And they don't exist anymore.
They don't exist anymore. They were on.
But there is this new band Mostrum, I think it's called, with two O's, but you know, this crossed one. I don't know how it's pronounced. But you should check out the page of Unrecords. They have really, really great bands there. I think there is also one Swiss band.
Under the label?
I
don't know.
I know, but I don't know the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's really nice label. People who are running it are just like people like us. Like, they are having their own bands, their own projects, and they did it like to ease some things, you know,
with album release and organization.
With releases of, with organization of concerts and everything, you know. It's really, you know, that Ivona said, like some kind of a network, you know. We had also like a records night in Zagreb, we organized, and we are like supporting each other on all the time. It's really nice, and that's why it's great to be under that label and to know those people. They're really nice. They're really great. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for. Yeah. You want to say something?
I think we talked a lot.
Yes. Yeah, thanks.
This is going to be a long show.
We have 2 hours.
Jen is telling you that you just to have fun and recycle all the stuff and have fun with it. With recycling. That's Jen's motto.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pandoras Box auf Radio Lora 97,5 MHz. Das war ein Interview mit Eva und Ivona von der Band Shane. Und jetzt hört ihr gleich ein Lied von ihnen. Ja, und genau, das war schön. Und wir spielen gleich nochmal ein Lied von Ihnen, ein Stück von Ihnen. Aber ich möchte kurz noch mal die Internetadressen durchgeben, von wo ihr auch noch irgendwie weitere Musik anhören könnt oder auch genau Kontakt aufnehmen könnt mit ihnen. Also das eine ist das Label, wo sie sind, On Records, und da sind sie, also das ist die Adresse www.onrecords.me /Shane / also oder einfach nein, einfach Shane oder einfach über onrecords.me. Und dann haben sie auch eine Bandcamp Seite, wo man die Musik anhören kann. Die ist www.xzen.bandcamp.com. Thank you.
Das war nochmal ein Titel von Jen. Jen sind ja aufgetreten in einer Konzertreihe, organisiert vom Frauencafé im Raum RAF, Raum für Autonomie und Verlernen. Und dort gibt es zwei weitere Konzerte. Und zwar am Freitag, 31. Oktober, Respect My Fist, keifender Punk, blutiger Pop, brüllende Hetero-Liebskritik und schrammelnder Widerstand gegen zwei Geschlechternormen. Respect My Fist, feministisches Bandkollektiv aus Berlin. Das ist am Freitag, 31. Oktober. Die Bar ist offen ab 22 Uhr und das Konzert beginnt ca. um 23 Uhr und der Eintritt ist 5 Franken. Das im RAF auf dem Koch-Areal. Und es gibt dazu auch eine Webseite, nämlich ein WordPress-Blog verlernen.wordpress.com. Und da könnt ihr dann auch das nächste Konzert noch anschauen am Dienstag, 9. Dezember von Rakta. Das ist Pandoras Box, das Lesbenmagazin auf Radio Lora. Und wir sind jetzt schon mitten in unserem ausführlichen Veranstaltungshinweiseteil. Und zwar noch ein Tipp für heute Samstagabend. Da ist die Party Santa V, auch bekannt als Santa Vagina, von Lesbians, Queers and Friends, und zwar im Club Zukunft in Zürich. Und es gibt da so viele Acts und Attraktionen. Ich sehe da Soso Istanbul, Ece Özel Istanbul, Roshan von Zürich, Bar 3000 und so weiter. Heute im Club Zukunft ab 23 Uhr. Der Eintritt ist 25 Franken.
Ja, und jetzt kommen wir zu Veranstaltungshinweisen, die vor allem mehr Ausstellungen und Podiumsdiskussionen, und zwar am Donnerstag, 6. November, findet um 19 Uhr im Migros-Museum eine Podiumsdiskussion. Oh. am Donnerstag, 6. November, findet um 19 Uhr im Migros-Museum eine Podiumsdiskussion mit dem Titel «Bilder gegen eine implizite Unterwerfung» statt. Es ist nämlich im Migros-Museum noch bis am 9.11. eine Ausstellung von Dorothy Janone zu sehen. Dorothy Janones Werk umfasst Gemälde, Zeichnungen, Collagen, Videoskulpturen, Hörstücke, Objekte und Künstlerbücher. Und der Titel der Ausstellung ist «Censorship and the Irrepressible Drive Toward Love and Divinity». Janone lässt in ihren Arbeiten Literatur, Geschichte, Mythologie, persönliche Erlebnisse und Gefühle einfließen. Sie beschäftigt sich mit der Darstellung ekstatischer Liebeserfahrungen und der damit einhergehenden Idee von bedingungsloser Liebe. Dorothy Janone ist 1933 in Boston geboren und lebt im Moment in Berlin. Kurzes Stück aus dem Ausstellungstext des Migros-Museums. Janones Visualisierung von Sexualität entsprach dem Zeitgeist des gesellschaftlichen Aufbruchs der 1960er und 1970er Jahre. Ihre Darstellungen befanden sich jedoch im Widerspruch zu den allgemeinen Moralvorstellungen. In ihrer Kunst entzieht sich Janone gesellschaftlichen, normativen und künstlerischen Grenzen und damit auch eindeutigen Zuschreibungsversuchen. Ihre Bildsprache bewegt sich zwischen Pop, Art, Art Brut und erinnert an die Ästhetik von Comics. Besonders markant sind schematische Geschlechtsmerkmale, die auf stilisierten Körpern appliziert sind. Oftmals in Kombination mit unmissverständlichen Texten wie in der Arbeit «Let me squeeze your fat cunt» oder «I begin to feel free». Die Teil einer Serie großformatiger Darstellungen variationsreicher Liebesspiele ist.
Und jetzt eben am 6. November gibt es nun eine Podiumsdiskussion mit Elisabeth Bronfen, Martin Jecki und Heike Munder. Sie werden ausgehend von Arbeiten von Dorothy Janone über weibliche Selbstermächtigung und die Rolle von Sexualität in unserer Gesellschaft sprechen. Der Eintritt ist frei und der Anlass beginnt um 19 Uhr. Die Ausstellung von Dorothy Janone läuft noch bis am 9. November, und noch zu erwähnen, jeweils Donnerstag